In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Iman, dear Muslims around the world, hello and welcome to the Ma'arif Radio English broadcast from Qom, Islamic Republic of Iran. The program we are presenting now is Questions and Answers, which is mainly concerned with religious and Islamic issues with the presence of experts and scholars. As usual, we are with you, with Dr. Hujjatul Islam Barati, who is ready to answer your questions here. Okay, Doctor, welcome to this program, and would you please have an introductory word to our listeners, and after that we'll start with our questions.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for your good reception in this program. It is very much interesting and informative for myself. Then I want to thank you and the organizers of this program again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, Doctor, it has been asked by our respected listeners that if we are called as Ashraf al-Makhlouqat, I mean the best of the creatures, and do we have the right to choose amongst good and bad? Or no, this will of choosing good and bad has been bestowed us, I mean, it has been predetermined by Allah. So if we have no choice, and if, for example, we are going to be forced towards good or towards bad, so what is the role of devil here? Would you please elaborate on this question?
Thank you very much. The answer is positive. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are Ashraf al-Makhlouqat.
The answer to what? Mm-hmm. The answer to the first question, that we are Ashraf al-Makhlouqat, the answer to...
Yeah.
We are forced to do good and bad.
And also we are bestowed the right to choose between good and bad, mm-hmm. and the right of devil is only to invite us. Devil or Satan has no power, to impose upon us to follow a bad way or to leave the good way.
Let me clarify something here, Doctor. Does this bestowal mean that it has been predetermined that we do something good or to do something
No, bad? It's predetermined to have this right. It is very interesting that jabr and ikhtiar, destiny and freedom are mixed with each other.
Okay.
So you are free, but you are predestined to be free. You are imposed to be free.
As the Holy Imam said,
you could not yourself choose be free or not to be free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for you to be free. So it is jabr and ikhtiar, and no jabr and no ikhtiar. But it is mixed, and it is between them. Like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Imam is asked, is jabr or determination true or free will
true?
Imam said, not entirely
not entirely that.
Amrun bayn al-amrain, between them. It should be interpreted in different meanings. One of them is that not everything is determined and not everything is left free for you. Like, for example, you are created in Iran, for example, or you are created in America. You are created from white race, or from black race, or from, for example, yellow race. This is not left to you. You have no freedom to choose this. You're not free to choose where you are created, or from which race, or from which father and mother you are created. But you can choose for yourself where you live, or what kind of job or profession you select and you want.
And what to decide.
Yeah. So you have decision and you have destiny in the same time. Not 100% freedom, not 100% destiny. And every destiny carries with itself freedom, and every freedom carries with itself destiny. So you are decided to be free and to be able to choose between good and bad.
Does it mean that we can change our destiny or no?
Yes. This destiny, not to be free, you cannot decide it. You are free by force. You are free by force.
That's
so you cannot, for example, change this and become, for example, unable to choose. You are created like this. You are created free. This is imposed upon you. You are created human being. This is imposed upon you. Mm-hmm. But all of these creations means that creation means that you are free. You can choose between good and bad. And what is the role of devil? Devil cannot impose upon you to choose this or that. Only invites, like a kind of advertisement. Mm-hmm. Like different shops, different companies, different factories make advertisement for themselves.
Yeah.
So Satan also, or devil, makes advertisement for bad.
So it's we that we go to follow him.
You accept this or that, or you choose this, or you like this or that, or you decide this and that. But there are different advertisements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made advertisement, made propagation for his way, or for goods, or
his
for
message,
heaven. Yeah. And Satan had made advertisement for bad, and for hell, and for devil, and evil, and like this. So in the day of judgment, Satan comes and says, I had no power upon you. I had no compulsion upon you. No imposing upon you. Only I invited you and you accepted. Means that Allah also invited you to another party or to another, for example, way. You were those who accepted this or decided for this. So devil has only the role of advertisement or invitation.
How about the social and historical and family conditions? Are they included in the reasons and roots of this determination or this, I mean, let's say, sort of choice that we have, or no?
Yes, they have an effect. They have a role. Mm-hmm. But this role does not reach to the level of imposing or compulsion, mm-hmm. compulsory decision for you. And in Quran is bringing different examples and stories and incidents, or for example...
interrupting you. If we have been born in a bad family, so the conditions would for sure...
Yeah,
would
they
us.
Help you. They help you to choose the way of your family.
Yeah.
It is ordinary. It is easier for you to follow your family. It is easier. In the worst conditions, we can say it facilitates for you to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not to impose on you. It means that a lot of people were created in bad families and became good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were created among good families and became bad. Quran brings for us examples and cases and incidents that a lot of sons of prophets became bad, like son of Noah, mm-hmm. Prophet Noah.
Prophet Noah, yeah.
Despite of his good family, and being his father a prophet of God and savior of the society, mm-hmm. he selected and chose the
wrong way,
the bad way, to be a disbeliever, to be a kafir, and to be sanct in this world, and to be going to hell in that world.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have people like wife of Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
Pharaoh, the enemy of Moses, peace be upon him and our prophet and his household. His wife is one of the best women in Jannah, in heaven, despite his her husband was leader of kufr,
exactly.
leader of dictatorship and tyranny. But also Imra'at Nuh and Imra'at Lut, their husbands were prophets,
but they became,
for example, people of hell and Jahannam. So Quran brings examples to let us analyze and believe that, yes, in most cases, family, environment, society helps the man to go with them, to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not reach to the level of determination.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, any person, in any conditions can decide to change his life, to change his lifestyle, to change his behavior, and man can in every moment do a kind of hijra, immigration.
Yeah.
Immigration does not mean only to move from a place to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is one of the meanings, the ordinary meaning, but also means to leave a behavior to another behavior,
exactly
to an ethics to another ethics, a system of law and believe to another system of law anytime. You can believe, you can decide to change yourself, mm-hmm. change your lifestyle. So this is meaning of Tawbah.
Yeah.
Tawbah in Islam is the best bestowment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When angels prayed to Allah, "Oh Allah, you created this man very weak, and Satan is able to approach him mm-hmm. and to misguide him, like you asked in previous questions.
Yeah.
So what you do to help this poor man, insan,
yeah.
Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told, I give him two things. One of them is Tawbah, reputation.
Mm-hmm.
In one moment, he can come back to Allah, can take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the gates are always open mm-hmm. for man to come back to Allah, to good way, to prosperity, to being a faithful person, mm-hmm. to leave the bad and abandon the devils and evils. Is even needs less than one moment,
mm-hmm.
only to say Ya Allah, mm-hmm. only to say Astaghfirullah, is enough.
Exactly.
So, and this is possible and easy for man to do it in every moment.
Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunubi, Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunubi, Ya Allam al-Uyubi, Ya Kashaf al-Kurubi, Ya Dafi al-Khutubi, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tufi, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار
Another question that has been sent to through our email to us. Let me read it, the exact sentences that has been sent by one of the respected listeners. He or she has been written that, I am having trouble believing in God. I have abided by these rules till now, but I see some people around me who are dishonest and still have perfect lives. Please do not ignore this question because I am the young generation of Muslims growing in the foreign and I really don't want to walk away from Islam. But I just need some guidance as to how should I lead my life. As to praying, why do we have to pray 5 times a day? I have really lost all faith in Islam and God, please guide me back. I think this respected listener has some problem in accepting the Islam, accepting the Lord, and has faced some doubts in his mind. Would you please guide him through some explanations?
Yes, of course. Also, the answer of this question is existing in Holy Quran and in traditions.
Yeah.
That some people suppose or think that if we believe in God and obey him, we should have the, for example, the best life in this world. For example, we should have rich family or wealth and all kinds of pleasures
yeah.
in this life.
Yeah.
Everything is in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So being good or bad and judging upon for example, faith and non-faith, believing God and non-believing, is only in this world and only in physical enjoyment and pleasure.
Yeah.
This is not true. And never it was like this. Quran opposes this idea and says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. So gives to everybody his bestowments. Yeah. If he is not believer or she is not believer, he should receive something from Allah, because he or she has no right, has no, for example, achievement in the other world. Mm-hmm. So at least should have something here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him or her only here in this life, in this physical life. And saves for faithful people everything he wants to give him or her in the other life.
Mm-hmm.
And Quran says that if we were not afraid that people lose their faith, we will give wealth to the kuffar, to disbelievers, in the level they can make their roofs, their ceilings,
mm-hmm.
from gold or silver.
That much of money.
لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِزَّةِ. If you are not afraid that people, these few faithful people, lose their faith, we give kuffar as much as possible, mm-hmm. to be able to build a house from gold, only gold. Mm-hmm. Even the ceiling is made by gold. But no, we have poor people among disbelievers. We have rich people among them. We have rich people among believers. We have poor people among believers. Mm-hmm. So everything is not finished in this world. Even if everything is not confined in this world. All the standards could not be gained from this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a kind of test,
mm-hmm.
to his faithful people. Are they following the religion only if there is wealth and pleasure in it? If there is no pleasure, if there is pain, they are not going to follow him?
Mm-hmm.
No. If they are like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept them. And kuffar, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them everything, are they misguided and tricked and think that this is a good way of life they have chosen only because they have wealth? Wealth is everything. Wealth is a kind of indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, likes them.
Mm-hmm.
And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left some of his servants and faithful people poor, means that he does not like them? No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made this kind of planning. Most of his prophets and faithful people were poor.
Mm-hmm.
They were under persecution, tortured. They were persecuted. They were, for example, left in misery.
Yeah.
And the majority of his enemies were wealthy, were living in pleasure, living in, for example, good life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is mentioned in a tradition. I remember that Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, the second Imam, was moving in the streets of Medina one time. So Imam Hassan was famous that he is very wealthy. He has a lot of wealth. He is giving people.
He was generous.
He was receiving guests every day in his house. He was wearing good clothes, having good, for example, horses, big house. He's very wealthy. One time was moving in a street. In the other side of the way, he found a Jew person, a Jewish person.
Yeah.
This Jewish person was very poor. So he came and stopped Imam and told, I have a question. O son of Prophet of Islam, let me ask you a question. Imam told, yes, I am ready. Please ask your question. He told, is it true that your grandfather, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his household, has said that Ad-dunya jannatul kafir, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir, this world, this physical world, is a prison for a faithful person and is a heaven for a disbeliever. So please look at yourself and look at me. Is it here for you a prison with all of this good life and pleasure and bestowments and enjoyment? Is it a prison for you? And is it here a heaven for me with this misery and poverty and hunger and all of these problems I have? Is it here a heaven for me? And is it a prison for you? How you interpret this tradition from your grandfather, the prophet? Yeah. Imam told, yes, this is a good question. But the answer is that if you compare my life here and hereafter and your life here and hereafter, you will find that, yes, really, I am in a prison, because this kind of wealth I have here, if you compare it to the life I have in the heaven, yes, really, I am here in a prison. Exactly, it is so small, so confined. Regarding to that bestowment and
whatever life, he will receive in the day of
judgment and in heaven, eternal life. And if you look at what you have here and what you have there, now you are in a heaven.
Yeah.
Regarding to that place, because there is punishment for you, there is bad life, eternal life for you without any achievement, and now you are free. Mm-hmm. It is Jannah, it is heaven for you. So this brother also, or sister, I don't know who is the owner of question, is considering that everything is finished in this life. Mm-hmm. So if somebody lived a good life here, means that he, as he told, they have a perfect life here, and they are not believers. So how they are not believers and they are bestowed all of this, rewarded all of this? They are rewarded because of what they believe and what they do. And I don't have good life, so this is my reward. So how you say that faith is better and believer is everything is not finished. This is a kind of examination. Examination for you and him. Mm-hmm. Examination for them, that they know that a lot of people live in hunger and poverty.
Yeah.
25% of the population of the world are living in hunger and poverty. They don't have enough food to eat daily. They are dying from hunger. Tens of thousands are dying from hunger every day, even now, when I am talking with you.
Mm-hmm.
They know, but they ignore it.
They don't care.
They don't care. And you don't have a good life. You have poverty. You have, for example, limitation in your life. But you give alms to others.
Mm-hmm.
You give, for charity. Example, donation, charity to others. So this is a kind of examination.
Mm-hmm.
So you deserve to be rewarded in the eternal life.
And we should consider that this life is too short.
Yeah.
In regard to, of course, it is not comparable to say that how short it is. Of course. In comparison with the next life.
Eternal life. Eternal.
Yeah. Eternal life.
Yeah.
And the most, I think, important part of this question that has been posed is the part that he said, why should have, let's say, prayed 5 times a day? I mean, he wants to know why should we pray. Would you please elaborate on this part as well?
Yes. First of all, it is a kind of order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do this. So if we are obedient to him, if we are following him, if we are servant to him, we should obey. This is a kind of also examination for us. That we follow or don't follow. First of all, before we understand the reason and the reasoning behind it. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explain for us why we have to pray every day 5 times. He has bringing an example that you, why you go to bathroom, why you go and take shower daily, by the life you become dirty. There are a lot of elements make pollution. You need to go to a bathroom, take a shower, wash yourself and become clean.
Yeah.
It is necessary for you. And also your soul needs to cleaning.
To be clean, to be purified.
Yes. Needs purification, mm-hmm. sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
So during the daytime, when you are engaged with the daily life, with material life, you are receiving some kind of pollution. You need to remove this pollution and become clean again.
Exactly.
Prayers help you to become clean, to make sanitation to your soul. And this is that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a tradition says that if you have a bath or if you have a river beside your house and go five times in the day and wash yourself, do you think that is something left, dirt left with you? They say no. So the meaning of prayer is this: to wash your soul, to clean your soul, to sanitize your soul, and become clean of all of sins and unawarenesses and, for example, ignorances, and make concentration and intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, and even some kind of these questions or some kind of ambiguities is removed by prayer itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By prayer. I think if the first part of this matter would be solved, the next one will be solved by itself. Because at the first he said he has some trouble in believing in God.
Yeah,
if it
and,
is,
and also prayers help man to concentrate that. Is he created or not? Does he need Allah or not? Is he coming to this life without any creator? Or he himself created himself? Or another person created him? So if another person has created him, did he show the way to him or not? How he should take assistance from him? All of these prayers helps to continue. Like, for example, light, lamp. Mm-hmm. The lamp needs to receive energy continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And prayers is charging energy to the faith, to the soul, to the spirituality.
Something just came to my mind that how come that a Muslim guy doubts in the existence of God while the Christians or even the Jewish people are not having such, let's say, doubt in their mind? How come that even a Muslim guy faces some problems like this?
It happens, as I told you, because of some engagements and some of the problems of life, man forgets his creator.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe loses his self-confidence or his faith or his, for example, spirituality. And prayer helps this.
Yeah, I meant even in the society that they may be living, there are some, let's say, Christians, there are some Jewish people, but they are still living the, unique God. That was my question, yeah?
Yes, also a lot of them has left their beliefs and religion. You know that in these days, people, some of them are forgetting even their entity, their identity. They are living, they are
exactly.
forgetting it. How about their God? Some of them are considering themselves as machines,
mm-hmm.
Working for the society or for other people without thinking about themselves, for what they are created, who they are, what is their dignity, what is their price.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
It happens. Because the Quran also says that nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum.
Mm-hmm. So what is the solution?
The solution is come back to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Take refuge to Allah. Flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And prayers is this, to flee to Allah.
Exactly.
If you want to rescue yourself,
mm-hmm.
if you want to save yourself, flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can help you. Allah can rescue you. Allah can rescue individuals and societies and mankind. Now mankind is misguided, is alienated by some, for example, people or some even medias or writers or thinkers or culture makers. For them, they alienated them from themselves.
Exactly.
Even they forget they are human beings. So prayers means that you look at the heavens, look at God,
exactly,
and connect to God to save you, to rescue you. Helps you to think about these things, help you to free your soul. Prophet, peace be upon him, when was talking with people and with the material life and such as this, when the time of prayers come, called Bilal and told, "Arihna, ya Bilal, O Bilal, release us, rescue
release us,
yeah, make us free, make our souls free, arihna, make us comfortable,
exactly,
give us a kind of, what do you say, rest or break from this engaging of this material life and this problems and
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for your good explanations. I think we're closing to the end of this program. Thank you for your presence here, for your nice explanations, and we are really happy to have you here in this program. And you, dear listeners, thank you for joining us again. Please contact us through our email, which is radiomaarif@irib.ir. And you can also reach us through our telephone numbers, which are 0098-251-2910551 and 552. Till our next program, have a very good time. Goodbye.
الله سبحان الله الله حمدا لله 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 الله سبحان الله الله حمدا لله